Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Saturday as we get ready for Game 2 between the Giants and the Dodgers. And in the course of a season, you've got 19 of these, and we've just seen three. And the Dodgers lead the season series 2-1, but the Giants lead this series 1-0 as they beat the Dodgers last night 7-2. 7-10-0 for the Giants, 2-6-1 for the Dodgers. It was a good night for Bay Area baseball. Unfortunately, the A's lost their 10th in a row, but the Warriors ended up beating the Celtics 107-97 to square that series at 2-2. So I know with one eye on the Celtics, the other one on the Giants, it was quite a night of sports in the Bay Area. Well, for the Giants, Jake Junis pitches another excellent game for him. 5 innings, 5 hits, a couple of runs. Did give up a homer to Gavin Lux, a walk and 5 strikeouts. The guy does not give up more than 1 or 2 walks a game, and that is pretty dramatic for the beginning of his Giants career. But when Junis came out for the 6th inning and was facing the first batter after 3 pitches, he sort of collapsed on the mound, and he's got a hamstring strain for Jake Junis, and that probably means a disabled list, injured list stint is coming up for him. DeSclafani will be back soon. Cobb hopefully will be back soon. And today's pitcher, Sammy Long, may get another shot here in this rotation. We'll talk about him in a little while. But for Jake Junis last night, excellent game. It's the first time he's ever seen the Dodgers and did a beautiful job. The other side of the coin was Walker Buehler, who again has trouble. And he is that fastball has gotten whacked around all year long. He only goes 4 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, a homer, Darren Ruff, 1-2, no walks and 6 strikeouts, and 70 pitches, and then he was gone. As Buehler apparently has some elbow stiffness, elbow tightness, what have you, and he was gone after 4 innings, and the Dodgers are going to have to deal with that. They've got some trouble with that rotation. There's no question about it. We'll see Kershaw today and Urias tomorrow, but they've got some issues in this rotation without Buehler. He left with an earned run average of 4.02. So the Giants win it 7-2 over the Dodgers. They've won 5 of 7 against the Dodgers in San Francisco. Overall, they handle the Dodgers. They've won 11 of 18, 11-7 against the Dodgers in the last 18. First 3 innings. We'll talk about this in just a minute or two. The Giants are plus 35 in the run differential, number 2 in Major League Baseball. And, of course, in the 2nd inning where they got to Friday night, they, of course, increased their lead for runs scored in the 2nd inning. They're doing very well that way. Home record now is 15-13. Against the West is 9-9. And in June, 4-5 after a May of 13-14. So the Giants still trying to get above 500 in their last, 36 games or so. It looks like they're 17-19 right now, if I do the math correctly. It is Pride Night at the ballpark. A lot of good emotion at the ballpark. We'll talk about it with Susan Slusser coming up. But a very special night for everyone at the ballpark, and everyone on the club is supposed to participate in this one. So let's hope that goes off well. Well, the scoring last night, the Dodgers got it going in the 2nd inning with Taylor getting a double, driving in Justin Turner, and all of a sudden the Dodgers are up 1-0, and you say, uh-oh, here we go. Then the Giants started doing things. Jock Peterson, what a night he had against his former team. Got a base hit, Ruff struck out, and Peterson steals second. Longoria, who ended up leaving the game later with a hamstring tightness or something like that. Who knows what it's going to be, but that didn't sound good either. He bounces a double down the line that gets Peterson in, then Crawford, who had a very good night at the plate. As Kapler said after the game, Craw looked like the swing was there last night. Gets a base hit, and that makes it 2-1. Darren Ruff, the first of 2 homers, just a line shot into left field in the 4th inning, and that for Ruff was their 4th homer of the year, and puts the Giants up 3-1. Ruff, of course, had a rough week last week, no pun intended, with the passing of his dad suddenly, and of course he's back and had quite a night Friday night against the Dodgers. All right, Lux then hits his home run, and that is only his second of the year, and that makes it 3-2. And then the Giants started doing things, and this was a typical Giants rally that culminated with two outs. But listen to this. Casale gets a base hit. Brule is in there, and he's a left-handed pitcher. Slater hits one back to the box, and Brule falls down. He slips, and he gets up, and he throws. Really didn't get up very, very far, but he throws the ball down the right field line, and Slater ends up at second. Casale is at third, and an error on Brule. All right, now the wheels start spinning. Flores is the next batter, a righty against the lefty Brule, and Dave Roberts elects to walk him to get Jock Peterson up there, who, let's face it, statistically has real trouble with left-handed pitching. Now there's two out, and Peterson rips a base hit into right field, two-run score, and the Giants are up 5-2, and that had to feel pretty good for Jock Peterson. Ruff then follows with another hit for him into right center field. He loves that area of the park, and that makes it 6-2. And then Ruff later on hits another home run, his fifth of the year, to make it 7-2, and that is where it ends for the Giants last night. They beat the Dodgers 7-2. Ruff, a couple of home runs, another RBI, and a good night for him. Good for him. He needed that last night, and he got it. Giants' pen was outstanding one more time. Once Junis was gone, Brebbia came in, then McGee, then Leon, then Duvall. Four innings, a hit, no runs, a walk, and one strikeout for them. Looking at some of the numbers that were interesting for me, when they lead after eight, they're 24-0. Haven't blown a game in the after eight, 24-0. Now, this is the one that gets me, because you get them a lead after six innings, and as I've said many times, they have the horses to bring it home. They're 24-1 when they have a lead after six innings, 24-1. Four more runs, they're 28-7. Five or more runs, heck, that was what they're averaging anyway. They're 24-4. So the doldrums of Colorado wiped away last night as the Giants get a big victory over the Dodgers. In baseball, a couple of things to note. Well, first of all, LaStella was scratched with the back spasms or whatever he's got cooking there. He's four for his last 25. Longoria, as I say, was out with the hamstring tightness, and Junis, we've talked about, with the hamstring strain. For Estrada, he was 8 for 8 in stolen bases, and they finally got him last night. So he's now 8 for 9. And Joe Musgrove in San Diego, another scoreless outing for him, 7-0 with a 150 earned run average as they shut out the Rockies. They've got a doubleheader today with the Rockies down in San Diego. Reese Hoskins, of course, from the Sacramento area, two homers for him last night. It seems like somebody on the Phillies every day is getting a couple of home runs, and he got two last night. The Braves, they won their ninth straight, 32-27 now. Milwaukee lost their seventh straight. They're 33-27, and they are just a half a game ahead of the Giants right now. For Milwaukee, they are now out of the lead. They are now out of the lead right now in the Central. St. Louis, with their win last night, has taken over the lead in the Central. The Phillies, breathing again. They got the new manager, Rob Thompson. They haven't lost yet. Eight straight for them. They beat Arizona last night and Zach Gallen, not easy to do. They're 29-29, and as I said, the A's have lost 10 straight. So with all that in mind, as we get ready for this game today on this Saturday, the Dodgers have a one-game lead over San Diego. The Giants are 5.5 back, and they are 5 over .500. Now, in this wild card race, all of a sudden we've got a race going on now. Atlanta is 5 over .500. They're 6.5 behind the Mets. The Phillies are 9 back of the Mets, and they're even now. So, as you could tell, they're 2.5 behind the Giants. And Milwaukee is 33-27. They're a half a game behind St. Louis, and they are a half a game ahead of the Giants for that wild card spot. So, wild card spot number 4 to the Padres, number 5 to Milwaukee, number 6, a real fight going on. The Giants, Atlanta, and Philly, and we have a pennant race as we get ready for the summer. So, interesting time for baseball. We'll talk more about that sort of time of year and what it means and how important it is. But we've got a race now in the National League, and the Giants are going to have to be picking it up to stay close to the Braves and even the Phillies. The Phillies are back in it. All right, time now for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's, an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and they are open now in Novato. Well, this one promises to be a very interesting game today. Clayton Kershaw, yes, Clayton Kershaw comes off the injured list to pitch against the Giants today, 34 years old, 189 and 84 lifetime, 248 earned run average lifetime, a 1.00 whip lifetime. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. 4-0 this year with a 180 earned run average before he got hurt. The whip is 0.73, and he threw those seven perfect innings against Minnesota. It's his 382nd major league start. Wow. Five games this year, 30 innings pitched, 19 hits. He's really having a tremendous year. Six runs, just a couple of homers, three walks, and 32 strikeouts. How about that? Batting average against is 181. Lefties hit him a little bit. He's more mortal, 278. But the righties, he's been eating up, 14 for 87, 161. But they do have the couple of homers against him. Away from L.A., he's 3-0, and that includes the Minnesota game of 0.47 earned run average. Couple of solos, no one on base yet, but you want to get him in long innings. That is the key to beating Clayton Kershaw. Get him in that 25-26 pitch inning. Runners in scoring position, two out, doesn't matter. He's pretty tight there, 2-for-12 and 2-for-8. Runners on, get him in the stretch, 269. First time through, he's been fabulous, 4-for-43. Then you can kind of start to see, you can at least put the ball in play. 10-for-44 the second time, third time through, 5-for-18, and that is 278. And the homers he's given up are in the second and third time through. He's a three-time Cy Young Award winner, and in the postseason, which has been his bugaboo, he is 13-12. All right, the other side of the coin today. And we're going to see more of this young man. It's Sammy Long from the Sacramento area. He's 26 years old. He's 6'1", 185. He's been a swingman for the Giants, starting, relieving, Sacramento back and forth. And I think it's time to let this guy pitch. He's 0-1 this year with a 235 earned run average. He's considered an opener, but I think he can go much further than that today. The whip is 1.04. The Dodgers have seen him this year, and it was not pretty, believe me, when they did see him. A third of an inning, three hits, three runs, and a walk. But he's been in 11 games, 15 and a third, nine hits, four runs. Consider the Dodger game in there. Seven walks and 10 strikeouts. But his last four, and this is why Sammy Long deserves a shot here to be part of this rotation with Junis out. Six innings, a hit, no runs. No homers, three walks and three strikeouts. Lefties 5-for-11, unusual. Righties, though, he's killing the righties. 4-for-42, wow. He's 2-2 lifetime. It's only his 24th major league game and his ninth major league start. Usually an opener, but as I say, I'd like to see him go further today. He can be hit on that first pitch, 3-for-4, and in baseball today, when the hitters see that, they like to jump on it. Runners in scoring position, 2-for-10, 2-out, 1-for-6, excellent. First time through, he's 9-for-52, and there really isn't a second time through for him because they get him out. But I tell you today, I'd like to see him go further. Bellinger, 1-for-3. Freeman, 2-for-3. Lux, 1-for-1. Taylor, 0-for-2. Will Smith, 0-for-1. Muncy, 0-for-1. The Turners, 0-for-1, and Trey Turner does not have an official at-bat against Sammy Long yet. So that's the matchup today for our Perry's Preview. Clayton Kershaw, battle of lefties against Sammy Long as the Giants try to take this series in Game 2 on this beautiful night for baseball, Pride Night here at the ballpark. Today, just looking at the schedule and who's playing today, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Hunter Green, and Wainwright. The Phillies and Arizona bum there, and Wheeler. Milwaukee, Washington. Washington walloped Milwaukee last night. Lauer and Corbin. Colorado's got that doubleheader with San Diego. They're going to throw Clevinger and Gore there. Miami, Braxton Garrett. Remember him from last Sunday? Home runs. He goes today against Houston. Atlanta, Morton against Thompson. Atlanta's just cruising right now. Cubs in New York, 13 innings last night. The Yankees won a 2-1. Cubs 0 for 19 with runners in scoring position. 0 for 18, the Yankees 1 for 19. And nobody, it was 13 innings, and nobody had a sacrifice bunt. Hello, that ghost runner was out there for a reason. All right, Mets and L.A. Angels. It's Carrasco and Lorenzen in that one. All right, that's our Perry's preview. That's a little look at last night. It's a beautiful day for baseball, and we've got it coming up. Giants and Dodgers. All right, Susan Slusser of the Chronicle joins us right after this. KMBR 680 104.5, the sports leader.